This recording, England 35, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you, Sarah Perry. Was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her living. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Gomma, Gomma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice of name. Gomma was strange and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried to gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either the efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Gomma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered the effect of treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. I was born at Barnstable Hospital in North Devon. I'd lived in Biddeford all my life. I went to Biddeford College, secondary school, and I went to a local primary school before that. Then I left school when I was 15, and I had a week off after my GCSE exams, started work full time as a junior hairstylist in a salon. Then I went to college 1 day a week for 2 years to get my qualification in hairdressing. And then after that, I went for another 2 years part-time to get my MVQ level 3. And then after 5 years of working in the same salon, I came to Barnstable. And I worked in a salon, Future Perfect, on the Strand for 2 years. And now I'm currently working at Sarah Hodge in Barnstable, which I've been here for now a week and a half. Right, my grandparents are from here as well, from North Devon. They were raised in Biddeford. They both lived in Biddeford most of their life. They were born in Barnstable Hospital. It'd probably be when my mum first met my stepdad when I was 2. I remember I never really liked him, but I had a till, and he gave me a lot of old coins to play with, and he was my best friend when he gave me them. So that's probably one of my youngest memories, I would say. A perfect day would be I love Newquay, absolutely love Newquay in Cornwall and Fishtal Beach. And I think a perfect day would be when I was down there with my fiance on a weekend. We stayed in the Fishtal Bay Hotel and it was just lovely. My fiance wants to be a policeman, so we'll probably have our own house and children very later on in the future, because I don't like them very much, so they won't be for a while. I maybe imagine myself maybe teaching at a college as hairdressing. That's what I'd eventually would like to do. Just working my way, gaining experience and things like that. My nan's very broad. She uses words like, "How's your neck and ball?" And I still don't understand them from these days, but she's really, really broad and really Devonshire. So I would say for my job, I kind of have a different sort of voice, and when I'm at home with my family, you know, they miss a few words out, but you still know what they mean, even if they do miss some things out. So, like they'll say, "Are you over there?" or something like that, you know.